You are not stupid. You're not. You're not stupid. So many people are told that they are stupid, and maybe you are one of them. And there is really only one stupid thing with that sentence, and that is the word stupid. It's the only thing, only time that I think the word can be used, and it's about itself. It's a really stupid word. And from this day, I want to erase it from the dictionary. It's really so limiting on human evolution and human and the world's healing, really, because it doesn't say anything. It's a stupid word. And I think it's kind of the fillers, filler words that you just put in there when you have nothing better to say to a person. And instead of going into yourself and say what you really wanted to say, to describe a kind of action or behavior or a person's persona maybe, and lack of a word, or just to take time to find the right words or the right sentences, we just put it out there. And it's so limiting for the people saying it and for the receiver. It kind of becomes a mantra. You know, it's a little bit the same with you're an idiot. What does that really mean? It doesn't say anything really. It can be whatever. So, and if people say you're stupid because you say something, it wasn't maybe what they wanted to hear, but that, does that make you stupid? And because maybe you weren't the wisest in one of the subjects in school, did that mean you were stupid? Maybe you were insane good at doing some creative stuff or a craft, or good at helping out at home or taking care of your siblings, or maybe you were able to make your own clothing, or maybe you could sit for hours at your home finding out of the computer, or taking insane beautiful photographs. So to say that someone is stupid or that was a stupid action, that just defines the person that says it, I guess, because I think words are so important. There are so much healing in words, and words can hurt insane, and they can also build people up insane in a good way. So there's so much power in words. And just instead of saying something more concrete about what you mean by that, instead of saying that was a stupid action, maybe you can say what you really meant. Okay, that was your choice. I wouldn't have done it the same way. Or there are so many other ways to say it. Instead of saying to somebody, you are stupid, you can say, it hurt me when you said that. Or, I didn't understand what you were saying. And a lot of the times when people are saying you are stupid, maybe they were the ones that couldn't explain it in an understandable way for common people. They made something up in their own head and just pour it out there, and it was maybe not easy to understand at all. And then they just follow up with, oh, you're so stupid, you don't understand shit. So, and people do understand a lot of shit, but we are not specialized on everything. And I think it's so beautiful if we can encourage each other's growth instead, to take our time and try to delete that word when you can hear it comes out of your mouth, and try to stop it before it gets there. So for every time we use it, it will be infectious. And I know when back in the days when I heard a lot of times I were stupid or an idiot, and it became, it stuck to my brain. And I usually see with clients as well, and family and friends and other people that I meet, and we talk about this, it's kind of, it has two direction that it takes. One is when you get to hear that you are stupid. A lot of people go straight into this, what's wrong with me? Oh, I am stupid. What's wrong with me? Why don't I have any friends? I'm so stupid. And why did I do that? I'm so stupid. And why didn't I understand that? I'm so stupid. And why I'm not good at school? I'm so stupid. Why am I so bad at singing? I'm so stupid. And can you hear this? You kind of go into this pattern of self-destruction just because one or two people said, in their opinion, you were stupid, but they didn't even try to explain what they meant with the word, in what context they were using it. And also the other direction is you get angry. So this one, you get kind of this victimized, what's wrong with me? On the other edge of this is I'm going to show them. And you get angry and furious and rageous, and that's not good either. It's not good to go into a pattern of self-destruction, but it also kind of a self-destruction to get into, to let things come from a place of anger, and things should come from a place of love. I will do this to prove this self to myself. I will do this for my own growth. I will do this for the best of the world. I will do this for somebody I care about. You should not do it to prove something for somebody else that really don't care about you anyway. It's a really waste of energy. Because if they don't see you and don't respect you or anything, to continue using your energy on them instead of just take some steps back and breathe, and again find other groups of people that will encourage you. So to have a world with a lot of people going out there and be rageous and just compete and prove, and in the end, that is not a good thing. And the other part is sitting just in the room and thinking about what's wrong with them. So, and of course, there's also somebody in between there. But I think what I see growing up and in my grown-up years, it's usually one of those two that's most common. So just again, try to be mindful. Use your word with respect to other people, and not just for other people, but for yourself as well. Because again, we become what we feed ourselves with, but we also become what we repeat again and again. What you just throw out there, and again hear yourself say it. And some of the words are so easy to say. Stupid and idiot, it's so easy to say them. So I know a lot of people use them just for fun, or because it's my friend and he know I don't mean it. But especially when I have talked to teenagers now, a lot of them, it's kind of a culture to diss each other or harass each other with stupid, yeah, here we go, with harsh words and irony and everything. But when you really talk to them and ask them, do you really think this is fine? Is it fine with you? You don't feel it anywhere? And I will say 90% of them says it hurts. That my best friend or my boyfriend or girlfriend, they say these things, and they say it and laugh and smile and say they love me straight after. But I wish they didn't say it, because it's something happens. Something sneaks into my brain and my heart and makes me question myself. And if we can try to not let that happen, that would be really good for everybody. So every time you want to say stupid to someone or to yourself, think about what that means to you. What do you put into, what the meaning you put into that word? Is it because you just don't good at a subject? Is it just because you couldn't spell something? Is it just because you didn't know how to behave in a stressful situation? Is it because you started blushing when you were going to have a speech? Was it because you were on a date and you sneezed or you farted or whatever? what was it? What is the content of the word stupid? Not just say it. Be mindful. Be conscious about your words. Because I think since we use words so much as humans, I think it's kind of our responsible to choose them wise. And if we didn't have words, I think in some ways that would be better. Because then we couldn't make promises that we could break. And we wouldn't hurt each other with words. Maybe we would still be fighting with our fists and everything. But it would be a total different language. And I think by using words or words to communicate with, so much can go wrong because people misunderstand us. And again, people, you think you are funny or ironic and that people would take this and understand that you, of course, love them. But then they go home and feel really shit and really stupid. So a lot of the time we hurt people without even knowing it. And of course, it's because of our childhood wounds or wounds from a relationship in grown-up years or unhealed a relationship with our parents or the society. There's so many scars and wounds that triggers when people say stuff like that. And again, just think about if it's a useful word for you. I think we always say that the human race is so intelligent, but I think to use that word is so low IQ. Because I to me, it doesn't mean a shit. It doesn't say anything about any person. It doesn't say anything about your personality, your medicine to the world. It doesn't say anything about your behavior. It's so empty. It's empty words. That doesn't even describe anything to me. So if you're sitting there for some reason feeling stupid, I have officially erased it from my personal dictionary. I hope you will do too, inside your head and your heart and wherever you have that word. Not use it towards others, and at least not use it to yourself, because of course then it's easier if you feel okay. I will use it for a couple more times before I stop using it. If you feel stupid and you say that to yourself over and over again, it's so much easier that it will come out of your mouth as well to others in a stressful situation or when you feel bullied or something. It's so easy to just put it out there. It's an easy solution. So please stop using it and stop being self-destructive about yourself because other people have told you are stupid, because you are not. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to prove that you're not stupid or that your actions are stupid. I don't even know what that means. Everybody is responsible for their own words and own actions. Try to really radiate and be the beautiful and wise and creative person that you are inside of you before everybody told you that you wasn't good enough or that you were stupid or that you are an idiot or whatever you think you are not. I promise you, you are not. You are a beautiful soul, a valuable being, and you are needed. And I want you to shine your light and to blossom into this world as your true self without the limitations from a stupid world like stupid. So that was the last time. It's officially erased. And now we can start over with a fresh start and much deeper, wiser, more describing, healing, evolving words.